He fell off the horse, and it was Vegas, and it wasn't a real horse. It was a metal statue.
Speaking of people regularly regarded as second-class citizens,
it's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
Broadcast school has really paid off.
Yeah! All right, so if you are somebody who's planning on doing any traveling anytime soon, even if it's like getting in your car and like driving somewhere, there are essential items that doctors say you should never travel without. And I will tell you, as a famous hypochondriac, I will add to this list.
Should it be in your bag or on the carry-on? Where should these things go?
Okay, so these are things that you should probably have with you in your carry-on bag so you have access to them.
Okay.
Or maybe even in your purse, because they're not giant things. Well, some of them are. Okay, so a toothbrush and toothpaste. Now, this is more than just like brushing your teeth because you should. A lot of times you'll go somewhere and you'll assume, oh, they'll have a toothbrush for me. Oh, they'll have toothpaste for me. And they don't. And that's one of the, like, the simple things you can do to ensure your health and your fresh breath and all that kind of stuff. So just a little carry-on toothbrush, toothpaste. Also, if you're traveling and if you've been on a plane like long periods of time or in a car a long period of time, I feel like brushing your teeth afterwards is so refreshing. Like you feel so good afterwards, you know? Now, this is interesting. A doctor suggests, this is an ophthalmologist of all people, says that you should bring a neck pillow with you because jaw pain, neck pain, any of that kind of stuff can come from sleeping on planes or in a car. So if you're sleeping while you're traveling and you get like a neck kink, it can ruin your vacation. Very simple solution, a neck pillow.
And you can look like a total tool. God, I hate those things. People walk down the aisles. Really? You got to have a stupid neck pillow. Really? The flight is an hour long. You asshole.
You don't need one.
You don't need one for an hour.
Now, I've just discovered this. I went to my dermatologist this year for my yearly checkup. And I don't usually like putting sunscreen on. I know you're supposed to wear sunscreen, but I find that it makes me sweat, or it's really white, or it's really uncomfortable to wear. There is a new type, I don't know how new it is, but it's the sunscreen that the American Academy of Dermatology recommends, and all the best dermatologists recommend this. It's called Elta, E-L-T-A, Elta MD Skincare, and you can get it on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. It's 46%. You're supposed to do at least 30. It's SPF 46. You don't even feel like you have anything on, and it doesn't stink. Like, it's the best sunscreen I've ever used. It's not greasy. It's not white, so you don't have, like, zinc look all over you. You don't smell like a grandma. You know, like, you walk by older people and they smell like sunscreen. It's the greatest stuff. I just bought it, and it's fucking awesome.
And it doesn't break you out?
No.
See, that's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid if you put that on, your skin's going to break out, and you're going to be all greasy all day.
Now, this is weird. I never really thought about this, but apparently this is a thing. Compression socks?
Yeah, that's if you fly, I guess it helps circulation of your legs or something.
Yeah, that's exactly what Ashley Lee, podiatrist in Northern Illinois, said, that it prevents foot swelling and any kind of, like, if you can't walk around, like on a flight or whatever, that you should put that on. Same thing with an eye mask. That's something else that they say you should use both. I'm serious. Because, okay, first of all, the beauty of an eye mask, not only does it feel good and cool and keeps your eyes from swelling, but it's like a blackout mask. You put that on, it's nighttime. You can fall right asleep. It's awesome.
I'm laughing because I'm looking next to me and there's some guy wearing compression shocks, a neck pillow, and an eye mask. And I'm going, psst. I hate you.
Wait, also, and he also has on headphones. Don't forget that.
The big headphones, like the ones you're wearing right now.
Yep.
Like the massive, huge headphones.
Yeah, yeah, except cordless, wireless, yeah.
I hate
you. Yeah, picture
you.
That guy.
I hate you. That's what I'm saying.
A notebook and a pen for some reason, which is weird. I don't know why anybody would, a notebook and a pen, you just pull up your phone. Notes is right on there. So I don't really understand anybody who still likes to sit down and write anything down. And this is, you know, one of the psychologists is saying, you know, it's good to have a gratitude journal. Okay, if you're into gratitude journals, great. But you don't need to physically write it, right? You could do that in your notes.
Yeah, I still carry in my car a pad and a pen. Just because it's easier for me if I'm going to take a note and not really have to look while I'm driving, I can just do it real quick. It's easier than picking up my phone and typing.
Okay, that's weird. All right. pain relievers. That's really important.
Yes.
Tylenol, Advil, that kind of thing. I have found that traveling with that kind of thing is super important because you never know. Like, you never know when if you injure yourself, you have a headache, you know, whatever. It's just for your own comfort.
Yeah.
And it sucks to have to, like, you're on the flight and you're like, anybody have any Advil?
Well, the bad thing is you're going to have to buy it at Hudson News at the airport, and it's probably $46 for a small bottle of aspirins at the airport.
Right, right. And for that reason, I would add one of those little go-to packs of Kleenex. Oh, my God. Those things come in handy. Okay, here's why that is the most important thing to carry with you in your purse at all times. How often are you out somewhere and you go into a public restroom and there's no toilet paper?
Mm.
Also, I'm surprised that none of these doctors have suggested having like a Mophie or some sort of portable, you know, external battery, like to charge your phone.
Mm, yeah. You always carry one around.
I have two.
You have two? Why do you need two?
Yeah, I have, well, because in case one runs out. So I find all the time that if I'm out, I end up using them and they pull a charge really quickly and they charge up your phone, but then they die fast. So I like to have two of them with me at any given time. So yeah, and it worked today because today I was out with a bunch of friends and somebody's like, oh, my phone died. I was like, don't worry about it. I got you. You know, and there we were. Also, ponytail holders.
Right.
I don't know when you – I always need to put my hair up, you know, just get it like out of my face. And finally, here's the last thing, and I swear to God I carry this with me. They have these mini keychain bottles of Sriracha. It changed my life. When you go somewhere and the food sucks, squirt a little Sriracha and you are in culinary heaven.
It's in your purse at all times.
It's in my purse at all times because I'm telling you, like, at least the places I travel, like bland as hell food. And then you put a little Sriracha, it's it. That's it.